So we're up to Perek. Perek Lamed Hey. We're up to Pasuk. We did yesterday the Pasuk of the two Aratzas. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Hey, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Lamed Hey, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Lachin therefore. It's on? Okay, it's on. Louder? Higher? Okay, no, I'm loving you. Sorry. Thank you for setting it up every morning. You give me a big taiva. Mr. Cohen, we really appreciate going through the effort to set this up every morning. It's don't take anything for granted. Pasuk Yud Aleph says, "L'chein therefore, chai ani no ma Hashem l'kim." So therefore, so says Hashem, "Yosis ki apicha." No, I'm sorry, we did it. We did it already. I'm sorry, we did that pasuk. We have the pasuk Yud Beis. Okay, apologize. Pasuk Yud Beis. The adat kini Hashem shemati es. We did that also. I'm sorry. We also v'atagdilu la b'fichem. We did. I'm sorry. We're from the wrong place. Okay, v'atagdilu la b'fichem v'hatartem la b'divrechem ani shemati. We did all that. I believe we did all that. We're up to now pasuk yudalet. Okay, only two pesukim. Only one two pesukim left. Koyam Hashem elokim kismach kol aretz kismayach kol aretz shemama shoretz. Shemama eselach. Okay, lamed hey yudalid. So says Hashem, kismayach kol aretz. Just like He rejoiced over the entire destruction of the earth, shemama eselach. I will do to bring upon you destruction as well. Pasuk tezvav kisimchoscha. As your joy, lenachalas beis Yisrael, it's going to be equivalent. Your suffering will be matched mida keneged mida. Just like you took joy over the destruction, lenachalas beis Yisrael, with regard to the inheritance of beis Yisrael, al asher shamema, that it was desolate, just like you took joy in witnessing the churban of the beis hamikdash at the time. Let's assume the time of Nebuchadnezzar. At the time, if you want to go fast forward the time of the Bayis Shadi, so to the pasuk concludes, Kain eselach, so will I do to you, I will do to you. Shemama sihiye har seir. Har seir will be shemama, b'chol edoim kulo, not just the har seir, but the entire nation. And at that point, v'yadu, you'll know, ki ani Hashem, you'll know that I am Hashem. So these two psukim wind down the churban of Edoim, and the basic idea here is that it's going to be midah, keneged midah, it's going to be indirect correlation to what they have done to us, and the joy that the intensity and the joy will be in direct proportion to what they did to us. It appears to be there are three different dimensions to the Churban. Number one is the physical destruction. Number two is the emotion. The emotion that will come with the physical destruction. In other words, just one thing, you can drop a nuclear bomb and the entire country, the entire nation can be obliterated. That's not enough. There's going to be emotion, simcha, the enemies that devour, that devour the nation will do it with a sense of simcha, with joy, which adds pain. Okay, that's joy, and there's also going to be an intensity. Okay, the intensity was mentioned in the previous psukim. It's not going to be done lightly. It's going to be done with intensity. Okay, three different which you've done misin osecha, hatred. Hatred and joy are two very, very different emotions. If you take a step back and put a labuka lamet pasuk yud aleph is very, very different than what it says here in pasuk tes vav and tes vav. Because in pasuk yud aleph we're describing l'chein chani anu nom Hashem l'kim v'asisa ki apicha uche kin osicha asher asisa misin osecha bam. And then pasuk yud beis goes on to say, I heard kol no'ot sosecha, I heard all of your insulting words, v'chulu v'chulu. So those psukim describe hatred, that Edom had a very, very deep hatred and they acted with a very great intensity. And then when they completed their wickedness, they took great pleasure in what they have done. That's two very, very different things. The intensity and the hatred in carrying out what they've done and the pleasure they've derived when they have succeeded. And by the way, that today is a very, very rare thing. Okay, if I'm not mistaken, our psychologist is not here today, but if I'm not mistaken, that does not go hand in hand. It's very, very rare. You have people today, people that are very, very wicked, extremely wicked, and they have an impulse to do great harm, okay, I don't know what the exact psychological term it's used for these people, what it's called. What they have great, they act with great intensity, with anger, to destroy. But more often than not, when they finish doing their wicked deeds, they have no joy. In fact, they get depressed. Okay, they are criminals. They go out. They kill people. They kill people. They destroy property. They do worse. I have to get into all the graphic details. And then when they do it intensely, they come home. Are they happy? They have simcha. They don't have simcha. In fact, they're sad. They're in a lot of pain. It's a sickness almost. They're in a lot of pain to realize, what did I just do? Am I crazy? Even had this with the Nazis. There are a lot of stories. Not all. Okay, let's not get carried away over here. But there are stories with Nazis. So after they went and they killed Jews, they had a very hard time. And in fact, that was one of the reasons why I read this, and one of the reasons why they worked very hard to make the gas chambers was because they originally started killing the Jews with firing squads. And a lot of many soldiers who killed Jews with firing squads, they had psychological problems. After going and killing people by shooting people with machine guns, lining them up and shooting them and pulling them into pits, they had a very hard time with it. And the Nazis, these soldiers were like basically disabled, mentally disabled. So they wanted to go, and the Nazis, the Yimach Shemam V'Zichram, they wanted to do it in the technique where their soldiers would not have to actually witness and see the actual death. It would be done indirectly. And in fact, in the gas chambers, the one who opened the gas were Jews. They forced the Jews to be the ones who would turn on the gas. Okay, that's a fact. You read up on this. So obviously it appears that even the Nazis, some of them, not all of them, obviously Yimach Shemam V'Zichram, there's no license for what they did. Chas V'Shalom, Rishon HaRum, Yimach Shemam V'Zichram, there's no excuse. But there's such a thing by a human being, anyone who's a human being, when they do something with a very great act of intensity of wickedness, they do not derive joy when they have finished carrying out their evil plan. Here, Edoim is shocking. Not only did they act with an intense wickedness, when they finished their job, they went home and they celebrated. They actually felt good. It was a simcha for them what they have accomplished. That's the two different sections here in this parak. Yud Aleph and Yud Beis describe there, or Yud Gimel also describe the riches, the wickedness, the intensity, the af, the sinna, the niyutz. And then Pasuk Yudalit says, talks about joy. They had such tremendous pleasure after they have accomplished their mission. This is like the worst of the worst of the worst. It doesn't get worse than this. And Hashem says, Mida keneged Mida, what you did will be done to you. Those who carry out your destruction will do so with an incredible hatred, an incredible intensity. And then when the mission is accomplished, they will have real pleasure in what they have done to clean the world from this evil. Yeah.
So, but in the Torah itself, when Klal Yisrael came to the borderline of Hashem said, don't attack, or anything, keep going, I don't want you to go. And Edom came out and threatened them. So Hashem's thinking was different at that point? All they wanted to do was go through Edom.
Right.
Water.
Last week's parasha. Right, this week also mentions it also, right? Right, so and they said, no, don't come near us. So, okay, that was a different tkufa. Okay, that was obviously, Cheskel here is discussing over here.
Yeah, the Abarbanel makes a very, the Hemshech from Cheskel, the Nebuah here with the Edom, and today's Parsha, and the same thing. Of course, he said he focuses on Ki Yerushal Yesov Nasapias Har Seir. And so, why, the question is, the Shiva Amamim, he told Hakarim, Tachimim, you know, to kill out everybody. Why Esav, who hated much worse, they did all these avos to Klal Yisrael, and they weren't getting it, so he had to promise them. The problem is that since Esav was Abraham's grandson,
right,
there was a different rules for Esav. And so Klal Yisrael was very depressed that, you know, they got this orders to destroy the Shiva
Amalek.
And Bnei Esav were still sitting high on the hog, so to speak.
It's not fair.
And they, it wasn't fair. But the thing is, Hashem made a promise that Esav,
they are the grandchildren.
As a chesed to Abraham,
right.
He was still his grandchild.
Still
so he had to rise his time. When the, right. And when the time will come, they will get theirs. And that's why he's focusing over here, because everybody is watching. And they're not getting the orders to destroy them.
Okay, correct. Absolutely, absolutely. It's a very complicated... Okay, the timeline of history is very complex. But you have to also remember, we learned yesterday, is that, they, Rashi brought this point with a lot of emphasis, is that when they will be destroyed, they will be completely obliterated. There's going to be nothing left of them. Unlike Mitzrayim, unlike even Sodom, where it says that they will be restored in the end of days. It says that, we learned that a couple of programs ago, that Sodom v'Amora, when Mashiach comes, there's going to be some degree of restoration. Avram actually was misfollowed for Sodom. You don't see that a koyach of the tefillah does not go back empty-handed. And what?
Tomorrow's Haftarah, because we're all Christmas.
Kistom ho'yinu l'amarot demina. We would have been obliterated like today. Just like today, there is no Sodom v'Amora. Just like today, there's nothing. But it's we learned this. I'm not making this up. Back a couple of parakim ago, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that Sodom v'Amora, at the times of Mashiach, to some there will be a degree of restoration. What that means, we do not know. And certainly when it comes to Mitzrayim, we learn Mitzrayim will be restored. And here it says yesterday, that Edom will be obliterated off the face of the map, never to return ever again.
But is there an Edom?
So that's what we discussed that yesterday. So we have not yet lived in times of Mashiach. So Edom, Mashiach didn't come yet, as far as we know. So Edom.
Barbanel gives a geographic where, how Esav, they moved in terms of who is Esav in
today.
His time. He said it's Italy.
Italy.
He said because that's the Romans, that's why he said it has. He gives the, from Eliphaz and son, and somehow they migrated west.
West. They went a long way from
Harsaya. He gives a timeline of how they got to Italy, and that's who the Romans are.
We discussed a lot of these things yesterday. Today, who is who? Exactly, who today is Edom? Who today is Mitzrayim? All of the nations, where do they fall in the big picture of the Ayin, the 70 nations of the world? And on the one hand, we have the halacha that Bosan Cherev Ubilbil is called Ha'olam Kula, but Mitzacheni, we do see that we do have nations that exist after him. So where is the balance? How does all this play out in Mosam Mashiach? Who is Goik? Who's Mogoik? All of these are very big mysteries, and that all will be, Rambam says, don't spend your time on this. There are more important things to devote your mind, your mental resources. Focus rather instead. These are things which are mysteries, and it's not possible to understand. It can very well be that these things are still evolving. How these things will turn out, it all depends on us. All depends on our behavior. So it's not even yet etched in stone exactly who is going to be the Edom, who is Mo. These are things which are beyond our understanding, which we have to wait for Mashiach, and only in hindsight we'll be able to look back and understand these events. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
You said the Tamar and the Mara come back. Aren't they in Eretz Yisrael?
Well, who?
Sodom and
the
Mara. Aren't
they Sodom and the Mara?
Yeah, of course.
I don't know. Where exactly were there were five cities, and one city was spared. At least temporarily. I don't know. Where exactly were these five cities? Where exactly is the geographic location of Sodom v'Amor? Is it in Canaan, Mamish? I don't know. I have really no idea. Maybe you're right. I don't know. So what exactly does this mean? It means the nation, the people. These are very, very big mysteries. It's bizarre because Sodom v'Amor were wicked. It says in the Pasuk, Anoshim chatom l'Hashem ma'od. Yoidam ribaynam u'mechavnim limroibam. They knew Hashem, they knew who Hashem was, and they deliberately, they had kavan intent to rebel against Hashem. So the pasuk, you know all these midrashim, you come to a city, you're too short, they stretch you, too big, they cut your head off. Everything has, if you give food to a poor man, that's a capital offense. Okay, these are very wicked people, obviously. It's not just, I saw once in the Sefer explained, the riches of Sodom was that it was the law. The law was to be a Rasha. All of the nations that are wicked, The government on the books tries to be kind. The government has programs for the poor, has all different. I'm whole. The program has all. You come sit over here. The government governments generally try to be good. The people who are wicked are off the books. The people who are wicked are private citizens. The government looks the other way. But it's not an ideology of a country to be wicked. The uniqueness about Sodom and Gomorrah was the ideology of the nation was to be wicked. That was something that was unprecedented in ancient times. That you have a country, and the law is that if you give tzedakah, you chayiv misa. Because we have to establish a society where people are independent. You can argue the case. You know, like look at liberalism today. They have all these crazy things, and they argue with a passion that this is how it has to be. And anyone who has any religious background is in shock. How can you say such crazy things? But discrimination. You have to do this. Yeah, but it's the Torah calls this type of behavior an abomination, a to'eva, discrimination. So you can argue all you want, but when the Torah comes into play, the Torah tells you there are sets of rules. But in Sodom, they had a very logical approach to behave, and their behavior, according to the Torah, was an ideology of wickedness. Everyone else, we find the government, they were not like that. It's individuals. They behaved. There was corruption. There was bribery. There was murder. But it was off the books, more or less. Anyway, let's go further. Let's see the Mepharshim list of second pasuk gedal in the Mitzudas and Mitzudas David. Pasuk gedal says kismayach the eish shetiyas simcha b'chol aretz oz es oscha shemama. What is that referring to? At the time when there's going to be joy in the entire world, then there's going to be destruction. It will be revealed. The Malchus Shemayim, the Sisraber, Oz HaSimcha Ba'olam. And at that point in time, Simcha will come to the world. Hashem Moloch Togel Ha'aretz, Hashem has ruled. The earth now is in a state of joy. The Goymer. Pasuk Tezagav, Ki Simchascha, Ki Erech HaSimcha Shehoy Lecha Al Nachlas Beis Yisrael Al Asher Naasei Shoymeima. According to the exact degree of joy that you had, that you felt at the time when Hashem's Nachla was destroyed, was devoured by the Umos HaOlam, Bo Erech HaZeh, exactly equal to this degree of joy, Eeseh Simcha Al Shem Muscha, will be the joy that the nations of the world feel when you are destroyed. V'chol Edom Kulo, not just the mountain of Seir, which we said today, L'chora is Saudi Arabia. There's no living Christian in that land anymore. Okay, there's no living descendant of Edom living in the land of Har Seir. But it means rather, V'chol Edom Kulo, Hashem Aleichem. Haboim mehar seir v'nifridu al pnei ha'adama. We had this before yesterday. That the Ramatus acknowledges is that har seir today is bottle. So what then does it mean? Edom. It means where they live today, which basically is Europe. Europe is the hotbed of Edom. That's their stronghold. Who told this to me? Mr. Klein told me. What?
Rome in the time of Rome was the center of Edom.
Rome. And Rome is, how many thousands of miles is it? How many miles is it from Saudi Arabia to Rome? Quite a distance. Because that's Har Seir. No? Maybe you're right. I don't know. Ki ani Hashem hanemon l'shalem gemol. Okay, let's see Rashi. Is there any Rashi on this? Rashi, Yudal kismechol oretz kish'etol ani es malchusi. Hashem says, at the time of Mashiach, when I take back my malchusi, So Rashi has a very unique expression, is that the Malchus has been snatched away from Hashem. The world are Ganovim. They are the bandits. They've taken the Malchus of Hashem for themselves. At the time of Mashiach, the period is described when Hashem will take back his Malchus. I'll bring upon you complete obliteration. Radak, Pasik, Yudalik, Koyam Hashem, Kismach, Kol Oretz. Chaf kismoyach. We're going to leave this. This is a lot of grammar lately. If you notice in Radak, tons of grammar. We're going to leave this. Kol aretz. Next with Dibur Hamaskil. Al shoy me musecha. Pasuk Yudal. The second Dibur Hamaskil. Kol aretz. Al shoy me musecha. V'simchascha. Al Shimma, is this that you had tremendous joy? I'm going to cause there to be joy over your destruction. V'simchascha al shimimus nachlas Yisrael shavim. Kloimar, k'moshe samachta al nachlas Yisrael, k'eshe shamimu, just like you, the nation of Edom, rejoiced when the Jewish people, when their inheritance was destroyed, so too came, so tismach al aretz al shimimusech, the entire world will rejoice over your defeat, over your downfall. Pasuk tezvav, k'simchascha tiyah har seir bohar, Mechune b'loshon nikeva iperish adas harseir. Okay, I don't know what this means. V'chein kol Edom kuloi ratzolaymar adas Edom, the assembly of Edom. Okay, we'll leave it with that. Now we go to a new parak. Okay, I apologize too. I did not appear too much. So you'll help me along. Okay, we'll do this the best that we can. We'll see what happens. Pasik parak lamivav v'yatav adam hayanav yalhar yisrola. Hashem says to Yechezkel, I want you now to give a prophecy to the Jewish people. The Amarat, and you shall say, Hore Yisrael, the mountains, Shimud Hashem, listen. Hore Yisrael, verse, the previous parak of the Har Seir. Pasuk Beis, Koyam Hashem Elokim, Yan, Omar Ha'oyev Aleichem He'och, because the enemy said about you, He'och is like Hurei, Hippip Hurei. A Jew should never say Hippip Hurei. Hippip Hurei is the term that the Crusaders used when they conquered, when they murdered the Jews. When they came to Yerushalayim, the Crusaders, they marched 3,000 miles from Rome, from France, all the way they finally arrived in Yerushalayim, and they burnt Yerushalayim, they killed, they gathered all the Jews, and they put them into a shul, into different buildings, and they burnt down the building with the Jews inside. So what was their expression that they used? They were all screaming hip hip hooray. It's some type of language, which means basically we call hooray hooray, like yay, we won.
Crusaders, I think the Romans used to say hip hip hooray.
No, I saw the Farish. I saw in a history book.
It was Latin.
Okay, so this was an expression that was used when they killed Jews. So therefore, for a Jew to say hip hip hooray, it's not really a good thing. It's like a Jew saying, I got my fingers crossed. Okay, it's not something a Jew is supposed to say. Once they were interviewing an Israeli who was during the Persian Gulf War, the first Persian Gulf War, and everyone went into the Cheder Atum and put on a gas mask. So they had on, well, I guess it was like Ted Koppel, remember those days? Ted Koppel, yeah. Nightline? So yeah. They interviewed this all before the technology, before the internet, all of them, and yet they had able to satellite hookups, and they're interviewing some Jews in the Cheder Atum with the gas mask, and they were terrified. And the last thing the guy said was, he says, we're optimistic, we have our fingers crossed. So I remember my father's on Levracha, he went like this. Oy, how could a Jew say this? How could a Jew say, I'm optimistic, I have my fingers crossed? My fingers crossed means shasi ve'erev. It means like, you know, like you do shasi ve'erev. He just says ignorance. Ignorance, he just does not know that. You don't, that's in the Christian expression. That means I have faith in Yashka. And this Chiloni does not have faith in Yashka. He has faith, he meant to say, and have faith in Hashem, but he just did not know what he was saying. And here he's saying something, for millions of people are watching him say this. It's not exactly a Kiddush Hashem for a Jew to say such a thing. And it's over here, He'och means, this is the term we have this many times, He'och is the oldest term of hooray. Yay, hooray. They said when the enemy said about the Jewish people, when they read the newspaper, the news line, the headline, is that the Jewish people have been defeated, they've been destroyed. He'och! They screamed out, yippee, hooray. That's the expression, because they said that, v'mos olam, l'morasha ha'isolanu, and Hashem, that's not nice to say that. From time immemorial, Hashem promised that it will be an inheritance to us. When's time immemorial? So different interpretations, but it means from the Bereshis. Bereshis, Baroi Elokim, Amar B'Yitzchak. Why did the Torah start with Bereshis? To tell you that it's Hashem's world. Hashem gives it to who He wants, and He takes away from them, and gives it to the other one He wants. And therefore, Hashem, from Maaseh Bereshis, already promised it would go to Eretz Yisrael, and certainly from the others, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So therefore, how dare the enemy say, He'och, hooray, when they hear that the land has been taken away from the Jewish people.
Kutach mean brother?
No, that's not what it means here. Ha'ach is an expression. Ha'ach means it's an expression of hurray. It's very common. We had this many, many times before. Now, because they said this, Pasuk Gimel, Lachin, therefore, you know, the Amar, Tokoyama Hashem, so says Hashem, Lachim, Yan Vyan, Shamos, I will bring destruction. Vishaof Eschem Misaviv. I will go, Shaof is another word which means obliteration. If you look in the Mitzudos, David, it means Belia, to be swallowed up. Okay, to be swallowed up. We never had that word before. I don't think maybe in the Midrash.
Sheifa,
but over here it means to take a breath.
No, sheifa means where, you know, like you're engulfed.
Yeah, overwhelmed.
Overwhelmed? Water usually means you're
drowned. Oh, I don't know. Okay, I don't know. Sha'ov, belia. Shot the test. Shot far with the test. Yes. Here it's sha'ov. Sha'ov, the Mitzvah stuff, it means in belia, to be swallowed up and drawn away. A riptide takes you out into the ocean. Goodbye. V'amshacha el ha'peh, to the mouth. Sha'afa ruach, to breathe in, to take a deep breath. That's the Haftarah. This is the Haftarah last week, right? Last week was the Haftarah, Sha'afa ruach, Perek Beis in Yirmiyah. Sha'of eschem yisaviv from all sides. Li'yoschem morashah l'sh'eris ha'gon. Therefore, these nations, the enemy, that's said by the Jewish people, he'och, and they took joy in their destruction. Neither they will be destroyed. Shamos, they will be swallowed up from all sides. Liyoschem marasha l'sheiris goyim, so that you will be an inheritance to the remnant of the nations. Vatalu al svas lashon v'dibas am, and you will be the topic of discussion. Your destruction will come upon the lips and the Latin, the lips, the svas are the lips, the lashon is the tongue. Vidibas and the words. Okay, three of the entire world. In other words, you'll be a topic of discussion. Let's see this more precisely in the Mitzudos, and then we'll come back and translate the Pasuk one more time. Pasuk Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. Aleph, Beis, and Gimel, who says, starting with Pasuk Beis, Emor Aleihem, Aleph, Shou, Mimusei, Chem, Omar, Heoch. The nations of the world, when they heard that you were destroyed, they said, Heoch, Rei, for Inim, Lashon, Simcha. This is an expression which means joy. Uvimoy, Salam, Gavus, Olam, Hi, Eretz Yisrael, it is the Gavus Olam here, Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is described here in this Pasuk as the Bamos. Okay, the Bamos in Pasuk Bey says, Uvamos Olam, it means, it means this land is the most exalted part of the world. It's the highest place in the world. It doesn't necessarily mean physically the highest place, but it means it's the most exalted in stature. Hagavoa mikol haratzos, he hoysalanu limarash, it's ours. How dear then the enemy rejoice over something which was taken away from its rightful owner. Pasuk Gimel in the Mitzudos, Ayan uvyan, hakefel lechazik v'loimar, therefore tell them, the repetition, the two words, yan uvyan, two words that mean exactly the same thing. Repetition is emphasis. Bavur ze levad, just for this alone, ruim heim agoyim loseis klima, to bear shame for just saying hooray, just for saying the word he'och, that is enough for them to suffer enormous punishment. What's the punishment that they will come upon them? The next words, shamos, obliteration, vishaof, a swallowing up. Eschem you misaviv, return to Laimar, who umos misaviv, your neighbors. The neighbors that did not say hooray will be the ones who will swallow up the neighbors, the nations that did say hooray. Misaviv heshamu eschem, they will swallow you up. Uvalu eschem, lamantiyu lumarosha lish'eris hagoyim, hanisharim svivay seichem. So that the nations who were good, the good nations, the chasidei umoy so'olam, will be, the now inherit, will possess, will overtake the nations who are the Rishohei Umoy So'olam. Vate'olu, heyisem oylim al sfas lashon. Now what does this mean, this expression? Return to Lomar, kulam hoyu misaprim umedabrim bochem. The whole world will talk about what happened to you. V'dibasam, kol amei ho'amim dibru bochem divrei gnus. You will be a topic of conversation, in a derogatory way. People will note, look what happened to this nation, they were wiped off the face of this world. It will be a topic of conversation with three different expressions. The sefas, the lips, the lashon, the tongue, and the dibas. What's dibas? Dibas means, I guess, that's everything coming together, the vocal cords. What?
The words.
It means the words, but the words come from the sefas and the lashon of the nations. It will be a topic of conversation for what? And then here, the Matthias, his interpretation over here is just for rejoicing. Forget about lifting up a finger, shooting a weapon. Just for rejoicing, that itself is enough for you to deserve a complete obliteration. Look at what happened 9/11. Look, you see the Palestinians. They always show these videos now today. When anything Chas v'Shalom happens, Beit HaKlal Yisrael, you see the Palestinians, you see the Arab nations, they're dancing for joy, they're giving out candy. They're stopping at traffic, giving out candy, and they're dancing the joy. Just for that alone, they deserve to be obliterated. To rejoice in the Tsar Shel Yisrael. Okay, 9/11, okay? I don't know why they're trying to hide all the videos. When 9/11 happened, the Palestinians were dancing. Imam was dancing. Those videos, they were censored. Those videos, those were the days, there wasn't so much technology like they have today. Today everyone has a smartphone, so everyone take a video, can't hide. But there was just a few things here and there. And those they very hard, they tried to censor. They tried to hide the evidence of the joy that the nations had, that they had when America suffered, they suffered. Let us go through. Trump said this, right? And because he was trying, why did he say? Because that's something which the previous administration, they don't want to emphasize. They don't want to acknowledge that our enemies rejoiced over our suffering. It's a very disturbing thing. Next. Pasuk, let's see what he says in Rashi. Rashi says, Sham Pasuk, Rashi, starting with Pasuk base. He'och. Simcha. Okay, och is an expression of joy. Uvamos olam. Eretz Yisrael, Shri Gavoya, Vinoyoy, Shalom, it's the highest and the most beautiful of the entire world. Pasuk Gimel, Shamos, Vishoif, Eschem, Misadif, Shechenechem. Hayu, Mishtaimim. Your neighbors were in shock. Vusimehin, Lishtoik, to be quiet. Vilirois, Besoif, Hurbanchem. To see,
he says it means to laugh. What word do you have there?
I have lishtoik. What do you have? Shechei nechem, your neighbors.
Yeah, we have lishtoik.
Your neighbors. How you mishtoimim?
Lishchok.
Yeschok.
Makes more sense.
Lishchok with a ches. Usmehim, usmehin, lishchok. No, lishtoik. Tmei means to be in shock. It means to be silence.
No, they were. Here's how we translate it: that they were. Shocked is then, to use your term, to have the opportunity to laugh about this.
Your neighbors. They were in shock. Two words, shock and awe. When you're in shock and awe, you're silent. They go. That word goes together. I'm sorry, that word goes together.
But that's apparently he's following our version here.
He has a different gear.
We have different gear, sir? Okay.
But
you have in your version a ches or the ches.
He has a
Judaic press. He has the classic. You have a classic. What does it say there in your version? Your Judaic press. You have the classic there. It says a ches.
Yes.
Okay. So that's the classic. That's the classic version before all these new prints. That it says there with a ches in the chanan, but here we have a test. V'liros, you will see v'sof churbanchem. All of the nations who were good, who did not rejoice over the downfall of Klal Yisrael, they will observe the fall of the nation, the enemy that did rejoice over our destruction, and they will be in shock and awe of how Edom came to a sudden defeat. V'sof churbanchem v'shayafim u'seivim mitzapim. And when they see that you have been destroyed, they're going to yearn to take over. Okay, so it's interesting. They're very in shock, but they take advantage. That's not a nice thing. They take advantage of this situation. They're going to yearn. They're going to shayef u'seivim u'mitzapim. Three words: li'ayschem lo'irasha l'sheris goyim, that you should become an inheritance for the remnant of the nation. That you'll be swallowed up. This nation that rejoices will be swallowed by other nations. V'se'alu al sfas loshon v'ach shavena b'churbanchem hakol medarbim u'mudavivim v'achem le'mar he'och. Harei shamamu, everyone, all of the nations of the world are going to midah k'neged midah. They will rejoice over your downfall. V'dibasam, that's a French word which means
parlement. Gossip or
Gossip. Ooh, gossip. That's a good topic. Tabloids. Okay, you leave me in the tabloids. Normally, the tabloids only have the celebrities, but this will be such a hot topic, they'll even have it there as well. Gossip.
CNN.
Okay, now let's go to the Radak.
This is true even at a young, that the majority of the news is about Israel. More than 50%
of the news
concerns Israel.
Okay, but this is not discussing Israel. This is second stage. The first stage is there was individual nations that rejoiced. The Oyev rejoiced. So Mida, Keneged Mida, when those nations are destroyed, the other nations who are good, from the Chassidei Umma Yisraelam, they will be in shock, and they will now swallow up the land, the territory of those nations that have been destroyed, and absorb them, and absorb it within themselves. Radak, the first Shri Psukim in this section, V'yatov en Adam, Yilavei al Horei Yisrael, Acha Shadibar, B'Puran Shadal Harseh, Dibar Nechama, Nechama al Horei Yisrael. We had that before in the previous parak. The juxtaposition. After we describe the Chumen of Seir, so now we describe the Nechama, the main thrust of this parak will be the Nechama of Chal Yisrael. Koyam Hashem He'och, Kitagum Chedva. Chedva means joy, right? Chedva is joy, that's the word, the Targum of the word Och. Uvamos olam kara har yishol b'mos olam l'fish aritz yishol gavoy mikol aratz yishol gavoy turn twice v'amah haisa al aritz chiklos b'amamos the entire land the whole aritz yishol is the most exalted in the world pas the gimel l'chein yanu v'yan ha-kefel l'chazik in emphasis v'chein yanu v'yan b'mishpatay mo'osu in the toichecha shamos v'sha'of eschem yisaviv shamos mokar b'shekel ha-shochas ha-noiskel the grammatical form goes into the scribe we'll leave that let's go to the next Dibra Masil, Vishamos Mokor Yotze. Okay, Upeirush, I'm jumping down in the Radak. Hagoyim Asher, Sivivoy Seichem, Hoysa Machashavtom, Viskam Lishamos Eschem, Vilavloya Eschem. The other nations, Mida, Kenegin Mida, will be that the other nations will come and they will busy themselves with swallowing you up. Mida Keneged Mida. You wanted to swallow up the Jewish people. Mida Keneged Mida. You now will be swallowed up by them. Okay, the next one we'll skip. Al Sfas, Lashon, V'dibor. Three expressions. Lips, tongue, and Dibor. Kikol Uma Yeshua Lashon Miyuchat. So he gives us a very nice interpretation. Lashon means language. Okay, Lashon, I tell you, means the tongue. That's not what the Radak says. Lashon means language. It will be translated into every language. The reputation, the report of what has happened to this nation will be in every language. Kamo shamar lil shonam bigoyehem. For you medavim roos al Yisrael, v'zeo shal Yisrael na'alim al sifasam. And this is what they would bring up upon their lips. V'hoyu dibas om v'am. All right, whatever that means, basically it'll be translated into all languages. It'll be a topic of discussion, what's going to happen to these nations who have taken joy in the destruction of Klal Yisrael. Pasuk Dalet. L'chein, therefore, Hore Yisrael, Shimu, Dvar Hashem, Elokim. Listen, Koyim Hashem, Elokim. L'harim, V'lagva'os, V'lafikim, V'ligeos. Four different land masses. We had that yesterday. Mountains, the hills, the valleys. Ge'ayos are the lowlands. I don't know really the difference, whatever these different types of mainlands are. And Afikim is a land which is and the valley.
He says it's a stream.
A stream. Afikimayim. But I don't know. Is that what it means? A stream. It means a land near that. I think it refers to a land that has within it streams. It's a different type of land. It's a fertile land.
Yeah,
a valley. A fertile land.
Mekomastar.
So it's a certain type of land which is fertile. And the valley. There's no water. It's dry desert land almost. Okay, next, Vilege Ayos, Vilechoravos, and the ruins, Hashoimimois, Ule Adim Hanezavos, and the Sizabin Abandoned, the ghost towns, Ashahayu Lavas, that have become plundered, Vilalag, and a source of Makri, Lish Eris, Hagoyim, Asher, Misiv, all of these lands will now be given over to the remnant of the nations. In other words, it's going to be a reward. Hashem will reward the nations that did not rejoice in the tsar of the Jewish people by giving them the land, all the various territory of the nations that did rejoice in the tsar of Klal Yisrael. Pasuk Dalin the Mitzudos David, Lochein Lefish Aruchu Hadvarim Lezeh Amar Shuv Lochein. Because the pesukim are very long, we return back to the topic. Lochein Derech Hamikra B'chol Mokam Hayan Azavos Miyoshvehem. They have been abandoned from their citizens. Rashi. There is none. Radak pasagal l'chein k'moshem al malo Bapur Anus, Beprod Koyam Hashem Lokim, Lohadim Lagvos, Kinamar Hine, Benechama, Beprod Koyam Hashem, Belechavos, Hashemos, okay, so all the thing over here is these lands. Let's go back and understand this pasuk better. So says Hashem at all of these mountains, the mountains, the Gvos, Afikim, Ageos, Lecharaos, Shahoyu, Lavaz, Velag, Milushes. I'm sorry, this is discussing Eretz Yisrael. Hashem is now addressing Eretz Yisrael, which includes mountains, hills, Afikim, Geoyos, and Eretz Yisrael that has been destroyed, which includes ruins and includes ghost towns and includes which in the past Eretz Yisrael has been plundered and has been occupied by a foreign power. Hashem says, do not worry, the land will be restored to you. Every single different type of land in Eretz Yisrael will be restored to the Jewish people. L'chein karma Hashem pasuk hey. Imlo, I swear, be'esh, with fire, kinasi, with the fire of my jealousy, of my vengeance, dibarti, I have spoken concerning al sheiris hagoyim v'al edom kulo, and the entire edom, asher nosnu es artsi lohem limoy rasha, I have given my land to them limoy rasha, besimchas kol levav, b'sh'ot nefesh, leman Migrosho Lavaz, that should be driven out Lavaz. Now, what does that mean exactly? Let's see inside the Mitzudos. Pasek im lo ihuim shvua v'gozam v'loy amar be'esh kinasi ritzon lema b'choyze kasin, intensity of kas lohem li atzmam, about they said about themselves. The next words are b'sha'ot nefesh. Bivzois oisam benefesh, sha'ot means to despise. To despise them with your soul. It's not something which is external. It's a very deep hatred. Leman migrasha, leman ligoresh oisa, liyosi libizoyon, to drive you out, to despise you, to disgrace you. Return leimar. Lohoy ikra hakavona litoivas atzmam kiim levazois es Yisrael. So we're describing of you what the nations of the Klal Yisrael. The reason why they drove us out of our land was not because they really cared for the land. The reason why they drove us out and caused us all of the pain was because the hatred they had for us, as we learned 2 days ago, the Eivas Olam. This Eva, which goes back to the time of Esav purchasing, selling the Bechor to Yaakov Avinu. That's what's called b'sha'ot nefesh, a hatred that's deeply rooted in your soul, and disdain, and leman migrasha, they drove us out of the land because of their hatred for us, not necessarily because they wanted to take our land. Let's just see Rashi, we'll go back and read the pasuk again in a moment, but Rashi pasuk says, leman migrasha levas, lefi sharo geirusha levas, they saw Geirusha, her being driven out, Lavaz, Shehut lo leviza, they were given over for Biza. When we were exiled from the land, we were taken as slaves. Our property was plundered, and the people were taken as slaves. That's what they witnessed, the nation of Edom, at least during the time of the Bayis Rishon, and they actually did it during the time of the Bayis Sheni. Radak, Pasik, hey. Radak says, "L'chein deva ve'al edem kuloi alef kei b'makim hey kula." It's really kula. The next words, "Src in yonah kitagum v'yas ara beis shechintin, my holy land." B'shat nefesh. Let's skip that one. Leman migrashol levas. Let's skip that one. It doesn't explain more. So far, let's review this pasuk. That's a hard pasuk. I apologize to you. I didn't really prepare too well, but basically, the pasuk we are saying is we're describing in this pasuk the attitude. The attitude of Edom. Again, we're going back to Edom. What happened in this pasuk? L'chein koyim Hashem l'kim im lo, I swear, be'esh kinisi dibarti, with a fire of vengeance I've spoken, al sheiris hagoyim v'al Edom kulo. What did they do? What did the remnant of the nations do? And what did Edom do? Asher nosnu es artsi lohem l'moyrasha. I've given, Hashem's saying that I allow them, I allow the nations of the world in Edom to occupy my inheritance. B'simchas kol levav, and when I allowed them to rejoice over conquering Eretz Yisrael, b'sha'ot nefesh, with a hatred of the soul, l'man, in order, migrashot, to exile them, lavas, so that the Jewish people should be spoils of war for themselves. Hashem is saying, I allowed this to happen. Notice again here the combination of joy and hatred. Simchas kol levav is a happiness of success that the Umos Ha'olam had when they succeeded in conquering us. And b'sha'ot nefesh is an expression of an intense hatred that they had towards us. That those two ideas, as we said before, are really they don't necessarily go together. But here the hatred was so great, it was a mixing of emotions. They had a terrible, intense hatred for us, and when they succeeded, they had very, very great joy. Notice here also the difference in order. In the last parak, we spent like 15 minutes discussing this. The last parak, what came first? First, we focused on the hatred. And after the hatred, we had two psukim describing the joy that the Umos Ha'olam had. Here, it's just the opposite. Here, it first says, Hashem allowed, Hashem asher nosnu, which means I've given the nations of the world the power to conquer. And we first focus on the joy that the Umos Ha'olam had in conquering Eretz Yisrael. And then we mention that when they succeeded, it was done b'sha'ot nefesh, with an intense hatred. So notice the order has been reversed. Previous parak, it was first the hatred, followed by joy. Here it's the joy, followed by hatred. This sounds a common thing. You have this in Yeshaya often, that when you have the mingling, you have a reversal of different concepts, it comes to emphasize the thoroughness, the completeness, every possible emotion of evil that these nations could have possibly expressed in regard to our suffering was expressed, and therefore they deserve the full dosage of punishment to come upon them. Pasuk Levav,
the word migrasha,
to drive them out.
He also, he says, he relates it to the word migrash, which is
the outskirts of the city.
Suburbs.
It's an open area.
Open area.
Uninhabited area. And so this way it turns everything into an uninhabited area.
The whole land became uninhabited. Lovaz, it was easy picking. They can just come and take for themselves whatever they want. So in this pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed the nations to do this. Therefore, pasuk Vav says, Lochen, therefore, Hinovi al Adamas Yisrael, Hashem says to Yecheskel, give over the following message, V'amarta lehodim v'lagvos v'lafikim v'lagvos koyam Hashem elokim, hinni b'kinosi v'chamosi, in my kina and my chema, my vengeance, dibarti, I have spoken, yan, because klimas goyim no nisosem, you've suffered. I acknowledge, Hashem is speaking to Klal Yisrael, I acknowledge that you have suffered the shame of the nations. The nations have heaped upon you a very deep shame. Pasuk Zayin Lachin, therefore, Koyam Hashem Elokim, Ani Nososi Es Yodi, I will lift up my hand, Imlo, I swear, Ha Goyim Asher Lochem Yisaviv, Hey, they klimasam yisahu. I swear that the nations that surround you, that have done this to you, the time will come when they will bear their shame. It will come upon them. V'atem, one more pasuk pasuches. V'atem, hora yisrael anpichem titenu. Give forth your branches. Ufer yechem tisu laami yisrael. It's a beautiful pasuk. This pasuk is a little. Sometimes we come across pasuk in Chazal, and your fruit, You shall bring forth liani Yisrael ki kervu lavo, because the time is near. Nice pasuk for Shabbos Chazon. The time is coming near. Let's do another pasukim. Ki hinuni aleichem, I am upon the Jewish people. Fanisi aleichem, I'm coming. Hashem says, I will turn to you. V'ne'evadetem, v'ne'evadetem, v'nizratem, and you will work the land and you will sow the land. Pasuk Yud, v'hir beisi aleichem adam, I will bring upon you the land, people will return to the land. Kol beis Yisrael kulo. Look at the double expression, kol and kulo. Why is it double? It's a very famous Chazal, because kol more or less means most. Does not necessarily mean entirely. But when you repeat it, it means entirely. Miloich al kol ha'olam kuloi bichvaydecha. Why do we say the double expression kol al kol olam kuloi? Same exact idea, means every single person should acknowledge the malchus of Hashem. It's exactly what it's over here, that every single last member of Klal Yisrael will return to the land. V'noshvu ha'arim, and once again the cities will be inhabited, v'hacharavos tibanena, and the ruins will be rebuilt. We're witnessing this mamish in our day. Let's see all of these psukim, these beautiful psukim from the Chama Sama Pasuk Zayin. Pasuk Zayin begins in the Mitzudos, David, Ani nosasi es yodi Hashem says, I am lifting up my hand. Kein hu derech shavua shkamo shnemar v'gam ani nosasi yodi lachem. It's an expression of a shavua. Imlo, another shavua, a double shavua. Imlo hu in shavua. Kili mosam. Hashem acknowledges, says, I acknowledge that you, my people, have bared the shame of the nations. Haklima haru'uyo lohem yisbeluhem. The shame that really is deserving for the ummah Yisraelam has come upon you, my people. I give you a brach, I give the land a brach, the land shall give forth branches. Lo tihiyu ot shimama, kim tigalu anafim, it shall give forth branches. V'tisu pri l'machol, and the tree shall produce fruit. For whom will the fruit go? Liami Yisrael, ki kervu lavo el artzam, because they're coming soon. They're on their way. They're on their way, they're boarding the plains. And therefore the land has to produce fruit. To produce food and make room for the people to come. Pasuk Tes, I am going to pay attention and turn to you. And you're going to work the land. Kibbutz. You're going to work the land. By plowing. The land's going to be worked. You're going to be worked. You're going to be seated. You're going to be sown. Because the entire nation is returning. Look at this. He darshins the word, the repetition, kolon kulo, is the aseres hashvatim are going to return. Machlokes in the Gemara. Af b'nei aseres hashvatim yashuvu him, they will return. V'nashvu g'hayarim tiyena mizri mishuyavos v'anashim, it's going to be inhabited by people. It's a beautiful pasuk of Mamash Shabbos Chazayin. Nothing happens by accident. Hashkach upon this, and we should read and we should dwell upon these beautiful psukim describing the earth being productive, coming back to life. The tchias hanesim, the tzmichas kerem Yeshua, and these beautiful psukim. Pasuk, there's no Rashi on these psukim. Rashi Radak, study pasuk Zayin. Pasuk Zayin says, "L'chem b'vorhu v'atzvatem anafichem titenu v'tzalem anaf atzmichem." The branches of your atzmichem, of your bones. Okay, it's an expression, I guess. Upiriyachem bisagol ki kervulavo poal omeid, an active verb, an active noun, a noun turned into a verb. Kervulavo. Let's next to maskil kervu biasem b'shuva umasim tovim. They're coming with teshuva and maasim tovim. Period. V'yonisam tirgem arei karev pulchani l'meisei, my service. They're coming back. Hashem says to serve me here in the Beis Hamikdash. Okay, now let's go probably to the next words. Test Yivurhu, Yud is Verbesi, Kol Beis Rukulo, Hakefel Chazirin, the repetition, Lahoros, Allah Seres HaShvatim, Shem Shalmum, Ariyom. This is a revelation that is going to be the Kibbutz Gol, even for the Aseres HaShvatim. Okay, over here there's a beautiful Chazal in Sanhedrin. Okay, it's unbelievable. Chazal. The Chazal says, V'atem Hori Yishol, Anpechem Titenu, Periyachem Tesu, the Gemara says, Uma rohu loimar in the bracha kibbutz goliyos the achar birchas hashanim. In the Shemayne Esrei, yeah, we first said the bracha of Hashiva shavteinu kavayishem yotzeinu kavatil v'sem yagam v'nochem lochem l'at Hashem l'atra v'chesrav tzachim melech. Wait, which way? Kibbutz goliyos is tekab b'shofar gadol l'cheirusein v'sonis l'kabeitz goliyosein. So kibbutz goliyos comes. What's the bracha right before? Baruch Aleinu, the bracha that immediately precedes kibbutz Goliyos, the kabbish shofar, the kabbish gadol chereseinu, is Baruch Aleinu Hashem Lokinu Sashana Hazos. Yes, kominei sivua salu teva, the same bracha al pi adama, v'sabenu mituva or mituvecha. So, what's the pshat? What's the significance of this juxtaposition? Why did Chazal arrange the Shemona Esrei in such a way? So, along comes the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin. Why did Chazal? It was done by design, based upon this pasuk that we just read right now. That's why it sounds familiar to me for some reason. I guess it's the long way to go in the Daf Yomi in Sanhedrin, but it's coming soon. because of this pasuk, V'atem horei Yisrael anpechem titein u'per yechem tisu li ami Yisrael ki kervu lava. That's the bracha. Amar Abba, ein lecha simon lekerv keitz yoser migule mizeh. There is no greater simon. Isn't it an amazing thing? We always ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the Harenu ois letayva. Show us a sign for good. There is no greater sign that Mashiach is around the corner than the success of the economy of Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Gemara says. There's no migul. It's more revealed mizeh. Shenemar v'atem hora Yisrael anpechem titenu piryechem tisu. That's baruch aleinu. If we witness the fulfillment of Borech Oleinu Hashem Elokeinu Es Hashana Hazos, the earth is productive, which in the big picture of things means that the earth has a healthy, vibrant, successful economy. That is the greatest. Okay, this, you don't take these words lightly. This is not a gematria from a Hasidah Shel Sefer somewhere. This is a Gemara, Masechta Sanhedrin, on point. This is the greatest simen that you were at the threshold of the Kab Bishayfar Godol L'Cherusein. Yeah.
See that the Arab conquerors right down to today had no interest in settling or developing the land, and therefore that means that those wars were religious
hatred wars.
No, they were
Beshot Nefesh.
Religious wars.
Religious wars.
Right. Okay. The war against.
Well, you can't really say that no interest in
that. And our God, that's what, and certainly that's true today.
Absolutely. Okay,
not
so
war over territory.
Okay, but that was the previous. That was the previous section.
Right.
But this Omidir is a very, very powerful Maimon Chazal. There's no greater simon than this. A revelation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Mashiach, is on his way. All right. Yep.
Later
psukim says, "Baramarti laharim
lagos." In the previous psukim, there are also charavas hashemaymus laharim and azovus. Those are not coming back. Doesn't seem those are. We have to worry about that.
Those you don't work the land. The charavos.
Well, if they're coming back, you would work them.
No, you don't work that. Those are where you live. Here it's talking about producing branches and sowing. You produce, you plant trees and vegetables on
cities.
The cities will be restored. Okay, we're going to stop over here. Pasuk Yud Aleph. We'll pick this up on Monday. By the way, on Monday we'll have a shiur. There's no reason not to have a shiur.